2022年河南省普通高中招生考试试卷，英语诊断卷。一、听力理解。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案，每段对话读两遍。
1. Hello, sir. I have a terrible toothache and I can't sleep all night.
Please lie on the bed and let me have a check.
Hello, sir. I have a terrible toothache and I can't sleep all night.
Please lie on the bed and let me have a check.
2. My gosh, I'm almost wet all over.
So am I. The weatherman said it was cloudy today and would be sunny tomorrow, but it's raining cats and dogs now.
My gosh, I'm almost wet all over.
So am I. The weatherman said it was cloudy today and would be sunny tomorrow, but it's raining cats and dogs now.
3. Excuse me, could you tell me how I can get to the railway station?
You'd better take a taxi, I think. It's getting dark now.
Okay, thank you. Excuse me, could you tell me how I can get to the railway station?
You'd better take a taxi, I think. It's getting dark now.
Okay, thank you.
4. Which station do you want to get off?
The People's Park Station. There is a boating race.
Sounds great. Which station do you want to get off?
The People's Park Station. There is a boating race.
Sounds great.
5. Oh, Tina, I'm so excited about the English Corner next week. And it will last from Tuesday to Friday.
Wow! What will you do at the English Corner?
I will perform an English opera with my classmates.
So will I.
Oh, Tina, I'm so excited about the English Corner next week. And it will last from Tuesday to Friday.
Wow! What will you do at the English Corner?
I will perform an English opera with my classmates.
So will I.
第二节，听下面几段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六至第七两个小题。
Welcome. Can I help you with anything?
Yes, I'm looking for a jacket in a medium size.
Okay, come this way. Which one do you like, the right one or the left one?
I think I prefer the left one.
Okay. This one is in a medium size. Would you like to try it on?
Yes, I'd love to. Wow! It fits me perfectly. How much is it?
It is $50. It's on sale today, and you will save $10 if you buy it.
Great! I'll take it.
Welcome! Can I help you with anything?
Yes, I'm looking for a jacket.In a medium size.
Okay, come this way. Which one do you like, the right one or the left one?
I think I prefer the left one.
Okay. This one is in a medium size. Would you like to try it on?
Yes, I'd love to. Wow, it fits me perfectly. How much is it?
It is $50. It's on sale today, and you will save $10 if you buy it.
Great. I'll take it. Hi, Mary. Are you free this Saturday?
Sure. Do you have any plans for it?
I want to do some volunteer work. Would you like to go with me?
Yes. What can we do?
We can take care of the patients in the hospital, visit the old people's home, or give free classes to poor students.
I think visiting the old people's home is a good idea.
Okay. I can make some cookies as gifts for them.
Sounds great. Looking forward to that day.
Hi, Mary. Are you free this Saturday?
Sure. Do you have any plans for it?
I want to do some volunteer work. Would you like to go with me?
Yes. What can we do?
We can take care of the patients in the hospital, visit the old people's home, or give free classes to poor students.
I think visiting the old people's home is a good idea.
Okay. I can make some cookies as gifts for them.
Looking forward to that day.
听下面一段独白，回答第十至第十二三个小题。
Boys and girls, welcome to Take Our Train. For your safety, please pay attention to the safety instruction. Our train is leaving at 12 o'clock in the morning from Xi'an to Zhengzhou. We will arrive in Zhengzhou at 2:30 in the afternoon. During our journey, you can watch the latest films. If you are hungry, you can have lunch in the dining room in the middle of the train. Besides, today is Children's Day. Every child on the train can get a small gift to show our love and care, and wish you a pleasant trip.
Boys and girls, welcome to Take Our Train. For your safety, please pay attention to the safety instruction. Our train is leaving at 12 o'clock in the morning from Xi'an to Zhengzhou. We will arrive in Zhengzhou at 2:30 in the afternoon. During our journey, you can watch the latest films. If you are hungry, you can have lunch in the dining room in the middle of the train. Besides, today is Children's Day. Every child on the train can get a small gift to show our love and care, and wish you a pleasant trip.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十五三个小题。
It is July 11th, and the day after tomorrow is Annie's 15th birthday.
Wow, you are so great to remember Annie's birthday.
Not really. She invited me yesterday.
I got it. She also invited me.
What are you going to buy as a birthday gift?
I'll give her a set of paper cutting. As you know, she is interested in these traditional arts. And what about you, Sam?
I'll buy her a pink skirt.
Why not buy a red one? Her favorite color is red.
Good idea. She must like it.
Of course she will.
It is July 11th. And the day after tomorrow is Annie's 15th birthday.
Wow, you are so great to remember Annie's birthday.
Not really. She invited me yesterday.
I got it. She also invited me.
What are you going to buy as a birthday gift?
I'll give her a set of paper cutting. As you know, she is interested in these traditional arts. And what about you, Sam?
I'll buy her a pink skirt.
Why not buy a red one? Her favorite color is red.
Good idea. She must like it.
Of course she will.
第三节，听下面一篇短文，按照你所听内容的先后顺序，将下列图片排序。短文读两遍。
Hello, everyone. Today I interviewed 5 students about their favorite after-school activities. Here are their answers. Jim's school has many after-school activities, such as basketball, football, and racing. Jim is a basketball fan, and he chooses to join the basketball club. Nothing is more interesting than playing basketball, he said. Nancy's parents are busy all day, and she wants to learn some useful life skills to manage herself well. There is an after-school cooking program in her school. She has learned how to make fruit salad, cookies, cakes, and some amazing dishes. John cares for environmental problems. He goes to the nearby park to pick up rubbish after school. He also makes some posters to tell people how to protect the environment. He believes that all these small things will make a big difference. Amy is a quiet girl, and she is interested in reading. Every time she finishes class, she goes to the library. She likes reading the books that make her think deeper. She thinks reading is not only a great way to improve her writing skills, but also a good exercise for her brain. Leo learned to play the piano at an early age. He keeps practicing piano after school every day. He thinks learning music is just like learning a second language. It helps in the development of the brain.
Hello, everyone. Today, I interviewed 5 students about their favorite after-school activities. Here are their answers. Jim's school has many after-school activities, such as basketball, football, and racing. Jim is a basketball fan, and he chooses to join the basketball club. Nothing is more interesting than playing basketball, he said. Nancy's parents are busy all day, and she wants to learn some useful life skills to manage herself well. There is an after-school cooking program in her school. She has learned how to make fruit salad, cookies, cake, and some amazing dishes. John cares for environmental problems. He goes to the nearby park to pick up rubbish after school. He also makes some posters to tell people how to protect the environment. He believes that all these small things will make a big difference. Amy is a quiet girl, and she is interested in reading. Every time she finishes class, she goes to the library. She likes reading the books that make her think deeper. She thinks reading is not only a great way to improve her writing skills, but also a good exercise for her brain. Leo learned to play the piano at an early age. He keeps practicing piano after school every day. He thinks learning music is just like learning a second language. It helps in the development of the brain.